Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to us in this world, in this dunya, sent us, Allah ta'ala sent us to this world with an objective, with a maqsad. And the maqsad, the objective that Allah ta'ala sent us with, to attain that objective or to succeed in that objective and then to depart from this world, then a person can say that he has succeeded in this world. A person who doesn't attain that objective or meet that objective, fulfill that objective, is unsuccessful, or we could say has failed. In other words, this is a test. This life in this world is a test, and we need to attain the objective that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. It's not hard. Allah Ta'ala sent us here, and Allah Ta'ala makes us do all the actions. But because it's a test, a challenge, Allah Ta'ala says, let's see who passes the test and meets the objective, and let's see who fails the test and doesn't meet the objective. So Allah Ta'ala has put two powers in front of us that oppose this objective. One is the nafs-based desires, secondly is shaitan, the cursed devil. And both have power, and shaitan has been given that power. He's been given that, he has that ability, that they try to surround us and influence us and don't let us go towards fulfilling the objective of life. And despite the hurdles that they put up around us, if a man or a woman meets the objective, fulfills the objective of life, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah becomes pleased with those individuals, and in the hereafter, in the akhirah, they attain big rewards. And this is our story. That's it. The whole summary, the Quran, the summary of the whole Quran, I've just presented to you. The rest is tafaseer, commentaries, explanations. Allah Ta'ala stated in the Quran, and Allah has made it even easier for us, so simple, that all the words of the Quran in the term of amal, Allah Ta'ala sent His beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that all of the words and the verses and the instructions of the Quran were physically demonstrated to us. And more than 124,000 Sahaba Ikram, noble companions, were sent, and after them there would be no such generation, nor was there any before them like this, and they were the best to demonstrate the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala gave us even more ease after that. Then Allah Ta'ala after the Sahaba Ikram passed away, the generations to come after that, there were Mufassireen, commentators of the Quran, the Fuqaha, from which the four greatest, Imam Azim Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, these are the four Mujtahidun, the great jurists of fiqh. So Allah Ta'ala hasn't left us empty-handed. He gave us Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram, the Mujtahideen, the Mufassireen, the great scholars. And despite all of this ease and guidance, then if we leave this world as failures, how sad. How sad. Despite all of this, what is Allah Ta'ala trying to make us understand? Look, the Quran and everything that I've just said to you, Allah Ta'ala has sent the deen, the Quran, and the guides to us for one reason, so that we can revise, repeat, understand that your objective of life is this. This is what you've been sent to the world for. What is the Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul faqad faza fawzan azeema, Allah says. Yes? Obey Allah and His Rasul, and this is success. Leave everything else to the side. Eating, drinking, roti, food, shop, business. These are the needs of life. This is the luggage for the journey. And Allah Ta'ala says, rizq is in my control. Mal is in my control. I am the control. I give children. I give rizq. I give wealth. I give health. I give the wife. I give children. Everything. Qadir and mutlaq. I am the omnipotent. I am the most powerful. You keep on worshipping me, fulfilling my orders. I'll keep on giving to you. Subhanallah. So simple, isn't it? So simple is the deen of Islam. And even then we walk around like monkeys and we obey our nafs, our desires, we obey shaitan, and we don't obey Allah. We don't obey Allah. Allah Ta'ala, we disobey Him. Allah says, pray salah, and we start doing other actions at that time. Allah Ta'ala says that this is a sin, refrain from it. We say, no, I enjoy this sin. Oh, it's very sweet, just like a sweet squash drink. When I drink it, it's so simple and it's so tasty, etc. Is this the one? And we want to get Jannah despite all of this clashing, rejecting. So Allah Ta'ala has given us another ease in the light of the Quran for us. that to explain these two powers that are against us, Allah says, it's not difficult for you. Nafs and shaitan are there. They are powerful opposition for those who are weak. Look, ill becomes that person whose system is down, is weak. For example, if your immune system is weak, then you'll get a cold and a flu quickly. But if your immune system is strong, then no attack will come to you because you're strong inside, you have power. So jarasim, germs, bacteria, fungi will not affect you. So in reality, when we get affected by shaitan, the devil and nafs, the desires, that's because our system of iman, the spiritual immune system, is weak. The question doesn't arise, my friends, that Allah's hukm is coming, Allah's orders are coming. Allah, who we believe in, we believe that Allah is the great power and the greatest power, and Allah is ordering us to do this and we don't do it. Imagine, can you think like this, that in the hereafter when the veil will be lifted, they will say, me? Did I do this? I rejected Allah. How comes, Allah, you ordered me that pray Fajr Salah and I was sleeping at that time? You were giving me hukum that this is haram, don't touch it, don't bring it to your house, don't watch this music and drama and singing and all of this noise, and I kept on doing it, and the veil was in front of my eyes and my heart, and everyone was looking at it with passion and desire. How did I do this, Allah? How did this come about? Allah Ta'ala said, what happened was that your immune system, your iman immune system, was weak. It was futile. It was not even functioning. And shaitan and nafs influence you. You became so weak, Allah Ta'ala says, that your iman was at the lowest of ebbs. So Allah Ta'ala has arranged that how to elevate the immune system of iman. And if our iman becomes strong, then we become successful. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. How Allah Ta'ala explains, and the Quran is explaining, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, O you who have belief. Imam Razi rahimullah stated that when Allah Ta'ala addresses the people of iman, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, that on these verses, suddenly, when a mu'min reads this, he should become alert. Sit up. Sit up, alert, put the antenna, that from Allah, Allah is speaking with love to His believers. This is not, Allah is not saying, oh my friend, oh my brother, oh me. You know when you speak like this with people in the world. So here Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh you who believe in me, Allah is saying, I'm addressing you. Become alert. How beautiful, with love Allah is addressing. And who are those with iman? Me, you, everyone else. So Allah says that if we just imagine for a little while that Allah Ta'ala is speaking to me, Allah is addressing me, and you'd start to enjoy life. And reading the Quran, when we read the Quran, who's reading the Quran? Me? I'm reading. So was Allah saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe in me, you are reading the Quran. So what a great taste that comes about, that Allah, my Rabb, is speaking to me, discussing with me. I'm in a discourse with Allah. Won't you feel like then to read one or two juz every day? You will feel, isn't it? So here Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, taqullah. This is the verse of the Quran. Isn't it? Simple but direct. Allah is saying, you have iman. Iman in what? That from what has our iman been made? We believe in Allah, on the Rasul, the prophets, on the hereafter, in Jannah, paradise, on the angels. We believe in the angels. This is iman, isn't it? The function, elements of iman. And the biggest yaqeen we have is that we are not to stay in this world. We will depart from this world. Do we not have yaqeen that we are going to leave this world? So this whole list, if you take one thing out of the list of the iman points, you say, I believe in these and I don't believe in this, then do you have iman? Will I have iman? No. So if me and you, if Allah Ta'ala says that you are that man, that you have yaqeen that you are going to depart from this world, and you are sitting like you are forever. Eh? You've put your stamp on the ground, that you think you're here forever. You put your standard, the flag in the ground, you think you're here forever. You don't have yaqeen in death, that you're going to depart. Allah says, if you don't have yaqeen in this, then how is your iman intact? Then Allah Ta'ala says, there's two reasons. Either you don't have iman, you are without iman, or your iman is so weak that you don't have yaqeen in this fact, that you know you're going to leave this world, you're going to die, and you are immersed and in love with this world. So what type of iman is this, Allah is asking? So this is the hint or direction in the Quran. The Mufassirin, the commentators have stated that there's something lacking in you, O believer, that despite having iman, despite believing, and you know you're going to leave this world, and then all of your actions are against the obedience to Allah. How can this be? These are opposite extremes. Allah is saying, listen, the reason is this, that I've told you, that inside you, something has generated, shaitan and nafs have surrounded you, overtaken you, and there's a cure for this. Wattaqullah, Allah Ta'ala says, Wattaqullah, this is the cure Allah is mentioning in the Quran. Allah says, look, I tell you the cure, that with iman, what should you be doing? What is the proof of iman? Allah Ta'ala says, you should obey me. That's the proof of your iman, isn't it? If I call myself a mu'min, then what is the proof of this iman? You understand the proof of iman? That what will show and prove and demonstrate that I've got iman? What will force me to practice certain actions if I want to show I've got iman? If I believe in Allah, then what Allah Ta'ala is saying to me, I should listen. And if I don't listen, then Allah Ta'ala says, there's a reason for this. And I'll tell you the cure for this. What's that? Wattaqullah. Allahu Akbar. What is this? The Allah Ta'ala says that inside you, if a jazba was to be created, the passion was to be aroused, if inside you there is a passion there, but it's weak, you need to rekindle that passion, because nafs and shaitan have overtaken you. If you stay like this, then most definitely you will never be able to go into paradise. You'll be destroyed. So what should you do now? Wattaqullah. That you need to create jazba, which is taqwa. You need to arouse, rekindle the passion, which is called taqwa. This passion of taqwa is weak inside you. It's gone to sleep. The embers are not burning. As soon as the embers start to burn, the passion is kindled, and the nafs and shaitan will be suppressed, and you'll have total courage and determination, and you'll start to obey Allah. Subhanallah. Do you understand this? Do you understand this point? So now, taqwa, how do I rekindle this? How do I arouse this? How do I bring this passion alive? The commentators have stated that taqwa, which is the fear of Allah, create the fear of Allah. Commentators say this, but I'd like to explain this a bit differently, a new explanation. The Mufassirin have said a beautiful point, that look, a man, woman, human being, do actions based on two, you can say, reasons. Yeah, they're dependent. Taqwa is dependent on two things. Taqwa is formed of two things. And taqwa, Allah Ta'ala is ordering us to bring into our life. For example, you have a wife, and your wife, she makes food for the husband. The husband's going to work. The wife, she's cooking food, and she'll have two passions. From the two, she'll have one. When she's making the food, she'll say, my husband's going to come, I need to cook the food, I need to make the roti, chapatis. When he comes, he'll tell me of, why didn't you do this, why didn't you do that? This you will call fear. Quickly, out of fear, she'll work quickly, she'll knead the dough, and make the chapatis, and make the curry and the food. And what is it that's driving her? What's the driving force? Khawf, fear. And on the other side, the passion. Where can the passion come from? Is that she has extreme love for her husband. My husband will come, poor soul will be tired, and he'll have worked hard in the day. I want to cook good food for him, make nice things for him. When he comes, I'll serve him, and I'll make nice chapatis for him. What sort of passion is this? This is the passion of love. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So khawf and love, these two passions, if they combine, they make taqwa. Do you understand? Do we understand? So to obey Allah, to follow Allah's rules, there's khawf. Oh, Allah Ta'ala said there will be Jahannam, I'll be thrown in there. How dare I leave Salah? If I lie, Allah's going to give me this punishment. So a man, out of these fears, he does good actions. Oh, if I don't pray Salah, there will be severe punishment, isn't it? Oh, if I don't go here, then I'll burn in the fire of Jahannam if I don't do this. So what is this condition, this emotion? This is the emotion of fear. This is element number one, part of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, no, I don't want you just to be scared and afraid of me. Allah Ta'ala says, what I want is that inside the human being, he should have element number two of taqwa, which is muhabbat, love for Allah. That, oh, if I lie, Allah, my Rabb, will be unhappy with me. And this is the connection, the Shaykh and the Murid. The Shaykh and the Murid, the student who obeys the Shaykh, that if my Shaykh gave me these instructions, if my Shaykh has told me to do this, and if I don't do this action, then my Shaykh will be unhappy with me. Oh, I don't want to give him pain, etc. Isn't this? Oh, no, yaar, this cannot be that I do this action. My Shaykh will be unhappy with me, I won't do this, but then he doesn't do that action, the student. There's another jazba, if I do this, my shaykh will be unhappy with me, he'll turf me out, and he'll expel me. This is khawf. Allah Ta'ala says that my servant, he shouldn't be linked with me due to fear, he should be linked with me due to muhabbat, due to love. Subhanallah, the element of love. So we shouldn't do actions away from Allah Ta'ala's orders out of love for Allah. And when this passion of love is aroused, that the passion of love is higher than the passion of fear, the emotion of fear. There's taqwa in both. You have fear emotion and love emotion. If you have love, then you will also have fear, and you'll have taqwa. Both combined gives taqwa. So when this muhabbat, the love, is developed for Allah, that Allah has told me to do this, I need to implement these actions. When this is developed, then the mu'min is in a high status. Why? Because love has come. Then you will not listen to shaitan, you won't listen to your nafs. Subhanallah, you'll have love, you'll wake up. You have to go to Fajr, but you'll wake up at the Tahajjud time. High in the Quran is stated that there they don't feel like sleeping in their beds. They keep on tossing and turning and looking at the time. Is it time? Is it time? Do I need to get up? Other people are this, and there are such people, the one alarm, two alarms, three alarms, they all are buzzing and they're sleeping with the snoring and they don't know they have to get up and go. And why? Because inside our emotions are negative. We have iman. We have belief, but we are so weak that the alarm doesn't affect me, and the other person has so much love, he's developed the love inside him that he doesn't feel like going to sleep because Allah Ta'ala's hukam is about to come and I will leave Allah's order. No, I cannot imagine this. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us in the Quran, yes, how to develop our love and taqwa. So to develop the passion of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala has given us the wasail, the means, that with these means we can elevate this power of love, this passion of love, this element of love. And if we don't have this element and passion of love, then shaitan and nafs will overwhelm us and will be destroyed. So to elevate love, we follow the path of tazkiyah. We study the subject of tazkiyah, rectification. We go to the wali Allah, the sheikh, we make a connection with the sheikh, we serve the sheikh, and we learn lessons from him, we take instructions from him. If nobody has this niyyah, that's why I've said, successful is that student who goes to the sheikh, to the teacher, and the change comes into the life of that student. Say subhanallah. On his face there's a change, in his eating there's a change, in his rizq there's a change, in his walking there's a change, in his environment there's a change. When you go to the sheikh and learn from the sheikh, and these changes come into you, alhamdulillah, then consider that you've gone with the right jazbah, the right passion, the right niyyah, in touch that I've got things lacking in me, I'm weak, and Allah has given me this path to attain taqwa through the company and the advice and the guidance of the sheikh. And that way Allah's help comes, and Allah Ta'ala gives determination to the student, and he succeeds in the path of tazkiyah, suluk. That's why this is the path. There's some people, they go to a sheikh and very quickly the changes come into their life. They've gone on the right path. Allah Ta'ala has instructed. Allah Ta'ala has told us this path. Allah has defined this path. Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu taqullaha wattaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma. Allah Ta'ala says, this is a very, very famous verse that we know, that we read in the Quran. Allah has mentioned that Allah explains it further, that Allah Ta'ala is explaining in a beautiful way that this jazbah you're going to attain, that Allah Ta'ala has explained a beautiful method how to bring taqwa. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, if you do this regularly, that your internal system should assess your iman level and your emotions and passions, etc. When you go to a sheikh, to a teacher, then the teacher, he assesses and analyzes the internal state of the mu'min. That how is he going, high or is he going low? Spiritually, is he high or is he low? And he has a link with this, because the sheikh, he wants to elevate the spiritual strength of the mu'min, the student. But remember this point, that when this happens, then this doesn't mean that you'll start to see kashf and vision and karamat and miracles and dreams. This is the draj. You shouldn't have yakin on this. Rather, the recognition of the elevation spiritually is that if you didn't pray salah before, then you start to pray salah. And if you were praying salah before, then you start to elevate your salah. You pray in the front row. And if you prayed in the front row, then you will come to takbir ula, say subhanallah. And if you did this before, then you'll start to pray tahajjud. And if you start to do tahajjud, then you'll go towards the recitation of the Quran. So when you're status starts to elevate, spiritual status starts to elevate, then the Shaykh, Naqshbandi, Chishti, Qadiri, Sorwardi, these paths that Allah Ta'ala has given, the schools of tasawwuf, then if the teacher is working on the student, then the student is being elevated. And that's why Allah Ta'ala is explaining that first you need to assess yourself, and you need to attain this from Allah Ta'ala, this destination, this end point, that the friend of Allah, the Shaykh, explains the method to the student to elevate his iman, and he assists the student and explains and guides and directs to elevate the spiritual iman state of the mu'min, of the student. Now here I'd like to explain to you one point, that there's a system of tazkiyah that we have issued. You've seen this, isn't it? Our system, the tazkiyah system, the rectification system, or the tazkiyah sheets that are called. You know about this, don't you? Now, how sad it is. And I'm telling you this verse here. This is the verse, that this is a great system that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And if we don't take it seriously, some people have taken it seriously, alhamdulillah, they've started amul on this. Some have taken this very slightly, and some are not giving attention to this. But remember this point, that all of this is the decision of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala wants to create the connection between himself and his servant. He wants to elevate the spiritual status of his servant so he comes onto the path of itaat, obedience. Otherwise there's severe punishment and he will lose out. So take this seriously, the tazkiyah system. I invite everybody, utilize this in every way or form. And this is the system we have, that how many sins have I committed? What is my condition? Has this sin come out of my life? What's the status of my salah and my mamulat? And this is all for bidhanillah from Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives mercy to the human beings. And if you do tazkiyah and follow the system, adhere to it and make effort, then in this striving and struggling, if you are successful or not, this is the question, then Allah Ta'ala will assist and inshallah you will succeed. So for every man, this is essential. Every woman and man should be working on this. Every person who has this ability and has the opportunity, then he should follow this. He should assist himself. He should inquire to his spiritual situation. How much have I lied today? How much fraud have I committed today? How much haram have I consumed today? How many saliva left today? And life passes quickly. How much of Allah Ta'ala's obedience have I left? Allah Ta'ala's hukums are coming. How did I refute this, reject this? How did I swear at somebody? How did I do a bad action against people? That's not enough that we just do ibadah and worship, do umrah and hajj and Quran. No. I need to look at myself, analyze myself, and assess myself, that what have I done for tomorrow? Allah says, Wattaqullah, fear Allah, bring about taqwa. And most definitely you need that power to attain the taqwa. Wattaqullah, we need that power. Allah says, if you don't have the passion, the desire, then if your fear in Allah and Allah's love, both should be elevated, and your shaykh will bring about both and elevate both in you, that you will start to obey all of the orders of Allah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ya'malun, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah said a beautiful point. The one thing here that Allah Ta'ala says, that when a person says, this is Allah Ta'ala is taking away our wrong concepts. Okay, I'll sin in hiding. Why? Because I am afraid of people. Will they see me? I'm afraid. Okay, today, I won't drink there today. I'll close the doors, stay indoors and drink. Who's going to watch? And outside when I go, they'll say, I'm pious and clean. Okay, I'll sin in hiding. I won't sin in public. Okay, I'll sin in hiding, like when it's night, wife goes to the other room and then he opens his devices, astaghfirullah, and they watch such things and scenes that don't even ask. Due to the fear of the wife, they go to the other room. Outside, they're totally fine. People say he's pious, he's a pious, and he's an abid. Allah says, this is deception. You are not fine. You are destroying yourself. Inna Allah khabiru. Allah Ta'ala says that I know and I can see that you should develop yourself to such an extent that Allah is aware of everything. So the Mufassireen have stated it, that don't just, if you correct your zahir, your external self, then you have not made anything. The sins that are inside, yes, that for example, Haji sahib you've become, Umrah sahib you've become, but the sins that are within you, you lie, you backbite, you have anger within you, hasad, envy, you consume haram, you commit fraud, you deceive people, you don't serve your mother or father, you don't serve the husband, all the defects are within you, all the defects. Allah Ta'ala says that I'm aware of your internal life and you have not attained the haqiqah, the reality. There's only one way to attain reality, wattaqullah. Most definitely you have to work hard on this aspect. That if the dirt and impurities don't come out from inside you, you cannot be successful in the world. So my brothers, our whole life is the summary of the Qur'an. What is that? To obey Allah, and may Allah Ta'ala become pleased with us. And Allah's pleasure is what? That whatever Allah Ta'ala orders, we accept. Whatever Allah Ta'ala ordains and gives to us, we accept. And whatever Allah Ta'ala tells us to refrain from, we leave. And if we can't do this, then inside we are weak. And to take that weakness far away, we need to develop taqwa. And there are two signs of taqwa. Either I should have so much love in Allah, that I leave Allah's disobedience. Or I have so much fear in Allah, that is also taqwa, that due to Allah's fear, I leave the sins. And both powers we should develop. And the afzal power is the power of love. And when you go to the wali of Allah and you learn the power of love of Allah, and those who are the beloved of Allah, they teach the students the love of Allah, and that power comes into the student. That's why we do dhikr. What does dhikr create? Khawf? No. Dhikr of Allah creates love of Allah. Love of Allah. Because muhabbat is afdal. Yes, dhikr will not create khawf and fear in Allah. You won't be afraid and scared. Dhikr of Allah will create the love of Allah in you. And that love will force you to keep the full length beard. The love of Allah will force you to and make you feel like you want to practice the sunnah. And the love of Allah will say to you, that take this singing and music out of my home. And if you don't have this feeling, then this is not the love of Allah. It's all a fraud and a drama. Allah says, "Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun." I know you're a fraudster and you are deceiving and deceitful. Don't deceive yourself. You're no ashik and love. clever, etc. I know everything about you, what you're doing. You're just doing it to show the people of the world. So people say, ah, wah, wah, ha, he's a good man, pious. Allah Ta'ala says, in my court, this is not accepted. You are living the life of deception. Create power and strength within you. Wattaqullah. Understand yourself. Well, Allah Ta'ala says that always, wal tanzur. Allah Ta'ala says that keep on asking, is that power coming to me? Are the sins going away? Are they mentioned? This system of tazkiyah will help you. Subhanallah. So this is it, my friends, that if a person very definitely, most definitely, Allah says, if you've got khawf and you know that you're going to leave this world, then I will not consider that a person will not work hard on this. This is impossible. That a person knows he's going to die and depart, and he doesn't have figured that, why am I making this sin? Why am I committing this sin? Why am I doing wrong? So this, my brothers, is a beautiful verse of the Quran. Allah has told us, Ya أَيُّ الَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So we should go to the company of the Wali Allah, sit with him, make him, accept him as a sheikh, listen to his words. Whatever he says, hukam, accept. And your nafs and shaitan will be suppressed. They'll go down. When you'll go back to the sheikh to meet him again, Allah's rahmah will come to you. And closer, and the bad will go back to you. But if you go bad, if you go far from the shaykh and far from his direction and advice, then you'll go far from Allah's rahmah. But it doesn't matter if wasawis come, whispering of shaitan and nafs comes, whatever occurs, stick to the learnings of the teacher, the shaykh. When I went in the beginning to my shaykh, I'll explain to you, so many whispering of shaitan, nafs used to come to me, so much negative feelings and thoughts, that leave everything, run away, nothing is here, this is a waste, you have to leave this, you'll have to leave that, you'll have to keep the beard, you'll have to do these actions, you'll have to pray, say, oh no, you can't do this, is too hard. You have to live alongside this world. Such wasawis, whispering of shaitan and nafs came to me that inside my vest and kameez would be wet with the sweat. But I made a decision that whatever occurs, I've made a decision. Doesn't matter if I pass away, but I'm not going to leave the company of my sheikh. Subhanallah. And this feeling, I am telling you, wallah, I'm telling you the truth. This wasn't for a few days. This was some years these emotions would revolve within me. I couldn't see, I had no interest in kashf or karamat, vision, miracles. It was so dry that apart from Quran and Hadith, there's nothing else to rely on apart from the sunnah and the hadith. For example, a person sees he's got kashf or dreams telling him he's succeeding, he feels good inside, he's got attraction, but nothing, just the hukam, remember Allah, do Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah Ta'ala's hukam, leave the sins. So dry was the situation. But see, how is the wali of Allah? And just came that you cannot wake up, you cannot sit up, and shaitan and nafs, they were overwhelming me, trying to overwhelm me, overpower me. But I knew that the instruction of my shaykh was right, Quran and hadith, but Allah Ta'ala always assists and helps and comes to the aid. If you step forward towards Allah, Allah's assistance will come. I tell you the honest truth here. So this power that came within me, that don't move from the company of the shaykh. Don't leave the direction of guidance of the shaykh. So I didn't wilt, I didn't shudder, I didn't move. My hal was so sometimes inside negative, I used to sweat, be wet, I sweat, that there was no yaqeen in my head. There was no certainty. I'm telling you these feelings for this reason. You are also students. Sometimes if these thoughts and feelings come, you have a shaykh, wali Allah, and these feelings come, that oh, he's no importance of this connection and company of the shaykh, you'll get, there's no enjoyment. The enjoyment will come thereafter. If you're dry, no kashf karamat, you just have Quran and hadith, and you just stay there in the company of the shaykh. Keep on taking from the shaykh. Then Allah will say, yes, he's come definitely for me. He didn't want taste and enjoyment. He, without seeing anything, he believes in everything that the shaykh is saying. What's there? There's no need of showing anything. When he comes to this maqam, then Allah Ta'ala shows the person everything as well. Allah Ta'ala demonstrates, and this is tazkiyah, rectification, my friends. So have courage, determination, take hold of this path. Waswas of shaitan, don't worry about that. If Allah has given you a path, the guidance, one path to attain taqwa, Allah's fear and love combined, and the means to attain Allah's taqwa is the shaykh, the company of the shaykh, the wali Allah, and go and sit with him, take his company. Allah says, whatever occurs after, it's my duty to take you to my nearness. If you have niyyah and you have khawf that you're going to die, I'm going to be accountable for my deeds, the adab of the qabr is going to come, I have to go to the hereafter, will I go to Jannah, Jahannam, I have to cross the bridge of Sirat. Every single point Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, khabirun bima ta'amaloon. Allah says, inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amaloon. Everything of mine you believe, then you will make effort and you will make struggle and effort to go to the right conclusion. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.